Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Today, the Los Angeles Superior Court system begins to consolidate and realign its resources after years of budget cuts. Under the new system, courthouses will specialize in certain areas, meaning people from around the county will have to travel to the regional hub handling their particular kind of civil action. The soon-to-be less-than-26-court system has to close a projected budget deficit of $56 million. Statewide, budget cuts have been ordered to the tune of $652 million. For the first time ever, two academic decathlon teams from California are headed to the national competition on April 25th. More than 60 teams competed over the weekend at the Sacramento Convention Center. No surprise this year, L.A. dominates the field, and two L.A. teams now head to Minneapolis. That would be Granada Hills Charter High School and El Camino Real. More than 4,000 Californians died from drug overdoses in 2010. The vast majority of these deaths were linked to prescription painkillers like OxyContin and Percocet. Some addicts feed their addiction with help from emergency rooms. But Kenny Goldberg of KPBS reports hospitals in San Diego and Imperial counties have got wise to the situation.
The young San Diego businessman first started popping OxyContin when he was in high school. His classmates used to hand it out at parties. The man, who didn't want us to reveal his name, soon became hooked. At the height of his addiction, he was taking up to 20 OxyContin pills a day, plus the anti-anxiety drug Xanax and the amphetamine Adderall. The addict used to get a lot of his drugs from hospital emergency rooms. He had a few standard lies he would tell the doctors.
That I either had lower back pain or I did something to my knee running. Pretty much was the same story every time. I would go to different doctors. I wouldn't go to the same ER. So I can pretty much use the same story.
Most of the time, ER doctors would give a prescription for at least a month's worth of pills.
How much acting did it involve on your part to get the meds in the ER?
Not much, to be completely honest. You know, I would just explain the pain that I had, but they were so busy, it seemed like, that they took you for your word and wrote you the prescriptions. I mean, I didn't have to do x-rays, I didn't have to do an MRI or any of that type of stuff. They just asked what I was there for, and they wrote me the script.
Sales of prescription opiates have skyrocketed in recent years. So have drug-related deaths. The Centers for Disease Control says hospital emergency departments are the biggest source of these drugs.
Well, I think all the emergency departments are experiencing an incredible influx of opiate requests and opiate-related emergencies.
Dr. Kevin Kelly directs the emergency department at San Diego's Alvarado Hospital. Dr. Kelly says physicians can't always tell when someone is really in pain or just faking it.
Our goal, first of all, is we want to help. So each case we look at and we say, how can I help this person? And then second, we really want to do no harm, and that's where a lot of the narcotic issues come up. So there's a lot of harm that's related to the use and misuse of these medications.
The emergency department at Scripps Mercy Hospital is one of San Diego's busiest. More than 57,000 patients were treated there last year. Scripps Dr. Ranit Lev says these days about one out of five patients in her emergency department is taking narcotics.
You know, when you talk about, you know, cocaine or heroin, you talk about the drug lords in Colombia, and you talk about designer drugs such as spice and bath salts, those are the chemists in China. But prescription drug abuse and deaths usually are given by well-intentioned, well-meaning physicians, and we need to kind of change the way we practice and get a hold of this epidemic.
To that end, Dr. Lev is leading an effort to change the way local emergency departments dispense painkillers. With the help of some other doctors in San Diego, Lev has come up with a set of guidelines. Under the new rules, people who come to the emergency room for chronic pain are directed to visit their primary care doctor.
Someone who has pain for more than 3 months or needs any long-acting pain medications that last in the body for a long time, those are the people who need to get all their prescriptions coordinated by one prescriber and one pharmacy.
Dr. Lev says these changes will not affect people with acute or sudden pain from, say, a broken arm or a kidney stone. The new guidelines only apply to those complaining of chronic pain.
that's the population at risk who die unintentionally. They don't know that they're taking all these medicines from different providers, different prescribers. They got something from the ER, something from the psychiatrist, something from the primary care doctor, and people die from that. And that's what we want to get a grasp on and prevent.
All hospitals in San Diego and Imperial County have tentatively agreed to the new narcotic guidelines, the first of their kind in California. They could be rolled out sometime this spring. For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.
And now here's another in our occasional series on volunteers in California called The Giving State. Today, we meet Paula Grace, a training consultant who volunteers as an usher at the Berkeley Repertory Theater.
I have one very specific assignment, which is when somebody needs an assisted listening device, I take some form of ID and I hand them their device and make sure they know how it works.
Hi, can I help?
Headset, please.
Earbuds, you know the drill.
I mean the headset rather than the earbuds, if you have
okay,
them.
I'll look for that for you. And we have one. Actually, I've helped you before. Now that I remember. You remember it too. Yay, theater. I donate money to AIDS organizations and women's groups, and I donate my time to the arts. And the particular art that I'm really in love with is theater. And the Bay Area is a great place for theater, and Berkeley Rep is leading the way. Come on in. Come in. Come in.
Hi, may I have two, please?
Sure. Happy to help. I just
thank you.
I like welcoming them to the theater and making sure that they're set and they understand how to use the equipment so that they have a good experience. And I really like talking to them afterwards. For me, I should be relatively invisible. Someone who helps their whole evening of theater experience be great. You're season ticket holders, I'm guessing.
We are.
We'll see you again then.
We will.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Theater is a two-way street. There's some folks on stage emoting, and there's a whole bunch of folks in the audience receiving. It's live. It's two-way. You give, we take. We give, you take. It's that way. And I'd like to make sure that that's the most positive experience everyone could have.
Brilliant. I mean, I'll be thinking about this a lot.
Paula Grace was interviewed by our former intern, Keith Menconi. You can listen to this piece again and check out other volunteer profiles online at californiareport.org/givingstate. That's the California Report for Monday, March 18th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org.